This is Mac OS Ken.
Putting two analysts on the pay no mind list, the shutdown shuts down part of an Apple case, and Apple's headset takes flight over Maine. It is Monday, the 6th of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. I am not a financial analyst, just a guy who's been doing financial news and tech news off and on for 27 years and daily Apple news for 20. You want investing advice? Consult a certified financial planner, a fiduciary, a Ouija board. It's really up to you. What I'm saying is I am not a financial analyst, just a guy who's been watching this stuff for a couple of decades plus. That stipulated, I'm thinking of putting a couple of Apple Watching financial analysts on the pay no mind list. They are Needham & Company analyst Laura Martin and Jefferies analyst Edison Lee. In all honesty, I had already put Martin on that list. Thought about doing a live thing or a Patreon thing as to why, but didn't get to it. And kind of glad now that I didn't get to it, since there was so little news Friday and over the weekend that we are talking about this today. Worth noting, I'm predisposed against Martin. Have been for a while. It was when she kept saying a couple of years ago either that Apple was going to buy Disney or that Apple needed to buy Disney. Can't remember which. I thought the idea was dumb and said so because what does Apple know about running theme parks and what's it going to do with cruise ships? She wanted Apple to buy Disney for the video assets. Like Apple TV Plus is the most important thing Apple has. She busts out with stuff like this from time to time, which is fine. It's becoming part of her brand, I think. She's sort of contrarian on Apple, which is not without value. Being that sort of starts to lose value, though, when it's pretty much all you do. So what did she do this time? Early last week, Apple 3.0 ran part of a note she wrote wherein Martin argued that Apple's decision to not raise the price of the entry-level iPhone over the past 5 years was a sign of perceived iPhone weakness on Apple's part. According to a piece on her note from MarketWatch, in the last 6 years, Apple has only raised iPhone prices once, with the base model receiving its last price increase to $799 from $699 in 2020. By holding its base iPhone price consistent since 2020, the device is only worth $634 today in constant dollar terms, Martin pointed out. Quoting her note, iPhone price increases have not kept up with inflation. We attribute Apple's value-destructive pricing policies to its lack of innovation and calculate that its strategy of good enough has cost shareholders 13% since 2019 based on its inability to raise same-store iPhone prices to keep pace with inflation. She went on in her note to say, "We assume that Apple would raise prices if consumers would tolerate it. We link Apple's inability to increase prices to its inability to introduce new killer apps and differentiated features that would give it pricing power above inflation." So the price of everything is going up, and if Apple thought iPhone was any good, Apple would gouge away. Here's a question. Why would they risk that? Why would Apple risk losing customers who are worried about rising prices of everything else, especially with a company gross margin of 46.5%? The MarketWatch piece I mentioned earlier had one analyst seeing a big reason for Apple to not raise iPhone prices this year, and it had nothing to do with perceived weakness. We've talked before about JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee's thinking on the issue. Quoting MarketWatch, "By keeping prices for the base model unchanged, Apple could gain market share in China," Chatterjee wrote in a note earlier in September. The Chinese government is currently offering a 15% subsidy on digital products priced under 6,000 yuan, or approximately $840 US. A lot of analysts and Apple watchers did expect Apple to raise the entry-level iPhone price this year to combat tariff costs. Yet keeping the price at $799 this year in particular likely welcomed in millions of people who would have been shut out. That does, of course, open the door to lots of paid services that would have otherwise been lost as well. As for Martin's killer app talk, doesn't look like Apple is the company that needs a killer app. Some other company needs an app good enough to kill consumers' love of iPhone and their comfort with it. Back to MarketWatch. Bernstein analyst Mark Newman wrote in a note earlier in September that while Apple appears to be lagging in AI smartphones, its users appear less feature-sensitive than Android users, and that Apple has sufficient time to copy or buy AI capabilities before its position truly comes under threat. Should we do one more? Let's do one more. Apple did raise the entry-level price of iPhones Pro and Pro Max by eliminating the lowest storage tier. They also added a 2TB option for iPhone 17 Pro Max. Neither of those require people to pay more to get into iPhone, but they offer plenty of opportunities for people to pay more if they want to do so, and some seem to want to do so. Checking WayneDixon.com on Sunday, the wait for every iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Pro when buying from Apple stands at 3 to 4 weeks, with ship time showing between the 21st of October and the 28th. For iPhone 17 Pro Max, you're waiting longer. Ship times for those on Sunday showed between the 28th of October and the 4th of November, even for the $2,000 2TB iPhone 17 Pro Max. But yeah, if you ignore other pressures on consumers, the millions of sales facilitated in China, continued consumer loyalty to iPhone, and the pricing games Apple's playing at the high end, Martin is 100% right. Hey, when's Apple gonna buy Disney? I'm less familiar with the thinking of Jefferies analyst Lee, and I'm probably gonna leave it that way. A piece from investing.com had him lowering his rating and price target on Apple shares on Friday on concerns over iPhone 18. You heard me right. According to the report, Jefferies believes the improved demand for iPhone 17, partly attributed to a price cut on the base model, is already reflected in Apple's current stock price, leading to what the firm describes as excessive expectations for the iPhone 18 Fold and replacement cycle. The part about price cuts on the iPhone 17 is kind of wild. While the price for the entry-level iPhone 17 stayed at $799, the storage moved from 128GB to 256. I guess since you used to have to pay more for 256GB, he sees the base model getting a price cut. Whatever. The piece goes on to say Jefferies' cautious outlook for fiscal years 2026 and 2027 stems from two key factors: an anticipated $100 price increase for iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max models, and conservative projections for the iPhone 18 Fold. And now the punchline. Lee used last week's note to move his rating on Apple shares from perform to underperform. He also lowered his price target from $205.82 to $205.16. Okay, it might be fun to keep up with him just for moves like that. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. How much are you keeping in the cloud? When's the last time you thought about it? Is it stuff you need or stuff you're just not getting rid of? Now, how much of that is also on your computer? And one last question, how much are you paying for cloud storage? If you're not sure how to answer these questions, Clean My Mac has a new feature called Cloud Cleanup that could help. It scans your iCloud, OneDrive, and Google Drive for space wasters, both synced and unsynced. All scanning happens locally on your Mac, so your data stays safe. Once you know what's up there, you can take the space wasters off your computer, you can pull them down out of the cloud, or leave everything the way it is if you want to. At least you'll have a handle on it. Now that's just one of the great things Clean My Mac does for your Mac. We'll get to know others and talk more about cloud cleanup throughout the week, but don't wait for that. You can try Clean My Mac with Cloud Cleanup free for 7 days. Then when you're ready to sign up, use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Since 2008, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our Macs. Now they're doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use my code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. The current U.S. government shutdown is giving Apple a bit of a breather. Apple Insider says discovery in the lawsuit brought by the U.S. Department of Justice against Apple has been temporarily paused due to the shutdown. According to the report, on the 2nd of October, the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey received a request from the United States to stay its discovery into Apple over its ongoing antitrust suit against the Cupertino company. The court filing explains that it is due to the lapse of congressional appropriations that has resulted in the furloughs of DOJ attorneys. Not surprisingly, the piece says Apple did not object to the request of a stay. Take more time with court proceedings? Yeah, I think we're good with that, says Apple. And finally today, Apple Vision Pro users have a new region over which to soar. 9to5 Mac ran a piece late last week that had the latest episode of Elevated hitting the headset, this one flying high above Maine. Narrated by Silo's Tim Robbins, Apple's description invites participants to fly above the Pine Tree State's stunning autumn landscape with the Oscar-winning actor as your guide. Sweep over rugged coastlines, pristine lakes, and forests bursting with fall's fiery palette of orange, crimson, and gold. The piece doesn't say how long the episode is, but it will probably be a quick trip. The Hawaii episode of Elevated clocked in at about 6 minutes. Anyway, enjoy your flight. macOS Ken, brought to you by me, and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media. Online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKEN at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKEN.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.